Hachette Audio presents Burn, written by Juliana Baggett. Read by Christine Vam, Kevin T. Collins, Casey Holloway, and Nicholas Tikoski. For David Scott. Sometimes all I want to do is lie down, blur blind, life weary, and survive with you.
Prologue. Bradwell. He knows the ending. He can see it almost as clearly as he saw the beginning. Start there, he whispers into the wind. His wings are bulky. The quills ruffle, some drag behind him. He has to tighten his wings against the wind as he walks through the stubble fields toward the stone cliff. He wants to go backward, to tunnel and dig to the little boy he once was. This is what he's never told anyone. He didn't sleep through his parents' murders. He willed himself to believe he did. After the men broke into his house, he was woken up by a scuffle, his mother crying out, probably just before she and his father were shot. Bradwell had been warned about people breaking into the house. He scrambled from bed and hid under it. He saw a set of boots in the inch between the bed skirt and the floor. They stalled beside his bed, and then one of the killers, his would-be killer, knelt, lifted the bed skirt, and for a moment they were face to face. Bradwell didn't move, didn't breathe. The man's face was long and angular, with a slightly crooked jaw. He had blue eyes. Finally, without a word, he dropped the skirt. He said to the other man with him, "The boy must be at a sleepover." "You checked the room?" "I checked the goddamn room." He listened to them.